You're listening to the audio production of Welcome Homeless, One Man's Journey of Discovering the Meaning of Home, written by Alan Graham with Lauren Hill, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
The Lord God then took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Introduction. The Gospel con carne. Here we are in the middle of nowhere, with sandy, cracked ground and hilly mountaintops, in the center of Hidalgo. It's that quiet moment right before the sun rises on the red hills of Mexico. An impoverished Juan Diego eagerly awakes to make his way to Mass, feeling all 57 years in his bones on this brisk morning of December 9, 1531. He eats a breakfast of eggs, beans, and rice on a corn tortilla, and makes his winding way to the edges of the rolling scenery. As he approaches Tepeyac Hill, he begins to hear music. Juan is a recent convert to Catholicism. 10 years earlier, Hernando Cortes took over Mexico City and ended the Aztec oppression of hundreds of thousands of human sacrifices. When Juan was just 13 years old, he witnessed more than 80,000 human sacrifices on top of a 100-foot pyramid in just 4 days. Ahuitzotl, the Aztec ruler, took only 15 seconds to remove the heart of each victim. Now, as Juan draws closer to the music, he sees a brilliant light. He climbs until he reaches the top of the hill and sees the Virgin Mary standing in a radiant heavenly glow. He listens as she tells him to go to the bishop in Mexico City and instructs him to build a church where she is standing. So he did. Like Diego, I too journeyed deeper into my faith after seeing the hearts of thousands discarded. I also have had this particular relationship with the Virgin Mary, and by that, I mean talking with her. We Catholics believe in something called the communion of saints, which basically means that our death does not separate us from each other, and though we might not fully understand it, we know there is a heaven, and that heaven is just another place where we're able to be in communion with each other. It's all about community. So just as if I were to come to you and say, "My wife has cancer, will you pray for my wife?" I can go to the angels and saints who are still with us, but are just in a different place. The beauty is that they are not even separated by a physical boundary. They are in their home of ultimate community. In the simplest of terms, Mary is about communion through community.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?